In 2005, playwright and screenwriter John Patrick Shanley won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for his play Doubt. The story centers around a nun who suspects a priest of sexually molesting a male student. Shanley has now adapted his play for the screen and directed it himself, with a cast led by Meryl Streep, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Amy Adams. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
John Patrick Shanley's film of his play Doubt is a heavy slab of dramaturgy. It's dark, somber, yet unbelievably intense. Even opened up for the screen, with air and trees and extra kids and nuns, it has the compression of great theater. One confrontation forces the next, and backs are driven against walls. It's set in 1962 in a church and boys' school, where Father Flynn, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, delivers a sermon asserting that doubt can be as vital to humans as certainty, as faith. In that era, an age of absolutes, few understand what he's talking about, least of all the school's severe principal, Sister Aloysius, played by Meryl Streep. Why, she wonders, this liberalism? There must be a sinister motive. Sister James, a fresh-faced, hopeful nun, played by Amy Adams, notices Father Flynn paying special attention to the school's sole and very vulnerable African-American, who returns from a private meeting with the priest looking shaken. Flynn is lured to a meeting with Sisters Aloysius and James to discuss the coming Christmas pageant, and the interrogation that follows is circular yet driving. Carefully, Sister Aloysius drops the student's name.
The Christmas pageant. We must be careful how Donald Miller is used.
It's easy. What about Donald Miller?
We must be careful in the pageant that we neither hide Donald Miller nor put him forward.
Because of the color of his skin?
That's right.
Yeah. Why?
Come, Father.
I think you should be treated like every other boy.
Were you yourself singled a boy out for special attention? You held a private meeting with him at the rectory a week ago?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Donald Miller.
The boy acted strangely when he returned to class.
He did?
When he returned from the rectory, a little odd, yes.
Can you tell us why?
How did he act strangely?
I'm not sure how to explain it. He laid his head on the desk and some...
Do you mean you had some impression?
Yes.
And he come from the rectory, so you're asking me.
Mm. That's it.
Did you want to discuss the pageant? Is that why I'm here? Is this what you wanted to discuss?
This.
Whose voice is that coming out of Streep? Edith Bunker's? Among these naturalistic actors, it's distracting. Yet Streep's busyness is riveting. She shows that Sister Aloysius, however monolithic her worldview, is alive on the inside. The constant asides under her breath suggest she understands that people might not live up to her strictures. In Flynn, though, she might have met her match, because he has what she doesn't, the privileges of patriarchy. On one hand, he's generous, progressive. He sees how this discriminated against boy needs a father figure. But his sense of entitlement is vast. Hoffman often overstresses the grotesqueness of his characters, but this is one of his best performances, warm and likable. His Flynn doesn't believe he's a predator, so we can't quite either. There's a fourth major performance, brief but breathtaking, Viola Davis as the boy's mother, who in her desperation to see her son survive has made questionable choices. But in the end, it's her view that makes our hearts bleed. The issues here ought to be clear-cut, but in every exchange, Shanley drives home the doubt. Roger Deakins' cinematography could hardly be crisper, more focused. There's no escaping the starkness of this universe. It is, on one level, heavy-handed. But that heavy hand sure knocked me for a loop. It took me a while after the movie ended to stop shaking. Shanley understands that the most essential art of the dramatist is to set down points of view that can't be reconciled. He makes visceral the idea that one can be right, but never absolutely right. That the capacity for doubt, which can devastate us, might also be our last, best hope of understanding the world.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.